This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 5:08. You're listening to Sharmila and Lynn on Popit Popit Parliament. It's our daily report from the Dewan Rakyat.
So let's start with an update on SOPs for the various festivals that are coming up. According to the Minister of National Unity, Datuk Halimah Mohamad Saddiq, SOPs have been prepared for Christmas and they'll be presented once deliberations with religious community leaders have been made on the 14th of December. Now, the original question was actually to do with Thaipusam, which is going to be on the 18th of January next year. And the Minister says that they've come up with guidelines for that as well. She did share a couple of details. For example, petty traders will be allowed to set up stalls outside Quail's during the festivities, but the silver chariot procession will not be allowed to take place. Here's the minister.
Dalam aktiviti sambutan Hari Thaipusam, juga ada perarakan. Kita perarakan silver chariot. Jadi dalam permohonan kepada sambutan Hari Thaipusam, perarakan itu tidak dibenarkan. Dalam pada kita sedang berhadapan juga dengan varian baru yang ada ini. Jadi perarakan tidak dibenarkan dalam sambutan Hari Thaipusam.
That was National Unity Minister Datuk Halimah Mohamad Saddiq.
Moving on to the much-discussed issue of price hikes, Port Dickson MP Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim wanted the Prime Minister to state immediate action and effective measures to address the crisis of rising prices of basic necessities. Here's Anwar emphasising the person to whom the question was being addressed.
Terima kasih. Minta Perdana Menteri. Perdana Menteri. Perdana Menteri menyatakan apakah tindakan segera dan langkah-langkah efektif bagi jangka pendek, jangka sederhana dan jangka panjang ini diambil oleh Majlis Tindakan Kos Sara Hidup untuk menangani krisis kenaikan harga barangan keperluan asas yang menimpa rakyat pada masa ini.
So, Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob wasn't actually in Parliament to take that question, despite that very pointed naming of him. In his place was Minister in the Prime Minister's Office for Economic Affairs, Datuk Sri Mustafa Mohamad, who reported that the PM is scheduled to meet with the Cost of Living Action Council on the 9th of December.
Datuk Yang di-Pertua, Yang Hormat Perdana Menteri akan memfungsikan mesyuarat Majlis Tindakan Sara Hidup pada 9 Disember 2021 bagi membincangkan langkah-langkah yang menyeluruh dan bersepadu untuk menangani isu kenaikan kos sara hidup yang dihadapi oleh rakyat. Tindakan jangka sederhana dan panjang akan dibentangkan oleh kementerian-kementerian yang berkenaan di mesyuarat tersebut. Antara perkara yang akan dibincangkan termasuklah pergantungan kepada import, kos input makanan, isu buruh asing, skim subsidi, geran dan pinjaman mudah, teknologi pertanian dan juga R&D. Terima kasih Datuk Yang di-Pertua.
So, as you'd expect, Anwar wasn't impressed by this and he questioned the government's slow action and lack of prioritisation.
Keadaan meruncing, krisis sekian serius, mesyuarat baru nak diadakan pada 9 Disember. Itu melampakkan satu kecuaian dan salah keutamaan oleh kerajaan. Kerana walaupun disebut dengan pelbagai langkah diambil, termasuk import 200 kontainer ayam, walaupun kita nak tahu siapa yang dapat permit import ini. Kenyataannya ialah dengan semua yang langkah diambil itu langsung tidak berkesan. Jawatan Kuasa Kabinet belum bersidang, Majlis Tindakan Kos Sara Hidup baru akan bersidang. Jadi rakyat sementara ini nak mentergedarah apa dalam keadaan tertekan begini. Jadi harga cili merah Kota Kinabalu RM16, kucing RM35, paling tinggi di Malaysia, mungkin di ASEAN. Tapi saya nak tekankan di sini dalam keadaan sekarang,
prediction tambahan.
Masalah dan beban kepada rakyat terlalu berat dan menteri-menteri yang ramai ini tidak memberikan tumpuan pada permasalahan penyelesaian masalah rakyat.
That collective gasp was film-worthy. Really, timing was everything. That was Anwar Ibrahim calling the government out for failing to address the price increases more urgently. Really, something that he has brought up multiple times.
On a separate note, do you remember, when you're in school and a teacher is drawing attention to one particular student and you're not that student, but you are still part of the room and, you know, present when they're making this very, very pointed remark and you feel terrible? That's how I feel listening to that. I don't know how members of the cabinet felt, but listening to that Perdana Menteri, I felt very, very targeted.
No, and I think it sort of doesn't end there, does it?
No, it really doesn't, because the Prime Minister's absence in Parliament was brought up again later on, this time by Pasigudang MP Hassan Abdul Karim.
Saya membangkitkan peraturan mesyuarat 21, pertanyaan-pertanyaan kepada menteri. Awal tadi, kita ada waktu pertanyaan-pertanyaan menteri, ada 3 soalan. Soalan pertama dan yang ketiga, minta Perdana Menteri menjawab. Tetapi menteri yang lain yang menjawab, bukan Perdana Menteri datang. Saya anggap perkara ini penting, Tuan Yang Pertua, sebab Malaysia merupakan negara, satu-satunya negara di dunia yang mempunyai menteri di Jabatan Perdana Menteri paling ramai. Jadi ini kalau Perdana Menteri dijemput minta menjawab tak datang, ini bertentanganlah dengan kehendak Dewan ini. Sebagai contoh, House of Commons di Parlimen British ada Prime Minister Question Time. Di situ Perdana Menteri datang menjawab sampai 30 soalan dengan tangkas, dengan cermat menjawab. Jadi kita hendak tradisi yang ini diamalkan di negara kita, tradisi yang baik ini. Jadi saya harap perkara yang saya bangkit ini dapat diberi perhatian. Terima kasih Tuan Speaker.
Terima kasih Yang Berhormat Pasir Gudang. Apapun ini adalah waktu-waktu pertanyaan tadi itu, pertanyaan-pertanyaan menteri. Maka Perdana Menteri boleh minta menteri yang lain untuk menjawabnya. Terima kasih, Pasir Gudang.
I agree with you, Lynn. I'm feeling cringe by association almost just listening to these repeated calls. Where is the PM? Where's the Perdana Menteri? That was Deputy Speaker Dato' Mohamad Rashid Hasnun responding to Pasir Gudang MP Hassan Abdul Karim. Let us know, how important is the Prime Minister's attendance in Parliament to you? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Now, finally, there was a question on the Permanent Disposal Facility, or PDF, that Lynas will be setting up in Gebeng Industrial Estate in Kuantan to permanently store its radioactive waste. Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Datuk Sri Dr. Adam Baba, said that Lynas has paid a deposit of $50 million to bear the costs of managing that waste. Should Lynas ever halt its operations, or should the facility be struck by any natural disaster? However, Bentong MP Wong Tak questioned if this would be enough and whether the government has given enough thought about the repercussions of placing a disposal facility right by coastal waters.
Angka 50 juta itu is a small number. I don't know how that come about. Adakah cukup? Apakah jaminan Lynas tidak tipe-tipe cruise shop lingkup as a kerajaan? What are we going to do if that happen? Apakah jaminan bencana tidak akan berlaku before 2011 di Jepun? Engineer mereka, top engineer, scientist, semua pun percaya leka bentuk loji kuasa nuklear mereka di Jepun akan boleh tahan sebarang bencana besar. Lihat apa terjadi.
Soalannya, dan
PDF-nya yang dicadangkan akan letak di kawasan tepi pandai. Low-lying coastal area, wetland. How could we not taking a very high risk? Imagine dalam keadaan perubahan iklim, apa-apa, macam-macam boleh, bencana boleh berlaku. Tsunami can happen. Serious flood can happen.
So that was Bentong MP Wong Tak. This permanent disposal facility has been in the news since the beginning of the year when Lynas announced that the Pahang royalty-linked company Gading Senggara was appointed as the contractor to manage the build of the PDF.
So that's it for today's Bobe Bobe Parliament. Let us know if you'd like to weigh in on any of these updates. So earlier we heard about SOPs for Thaipusam. We also heard about the Prime Minister not being in Parliament and being called on multiple times by various people, as well as ongoing concerns around price hikes. Share your thoughts with us. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. More Popi Popi Parliament tomorrow, and we will be back shortly for your messages. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.